Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
Nancy, is that you?
Stein, are you still alive?
I have no right to be, and neither do you, after what we cooked and ate.
This weekend was quite the pastrami extravaganza at my house, I gotta tell you.
It was a pastrama-rama. We both made the recipe from the Lady and Pups website of Mandy Lee. She calls it a faux Montreal smoked meat. I found out that there's been a long simmering controversy between Montreal smoked meat and New York pastrami. But what I got out of my steamer looked, tasted, felt, smelled everything. It was just like a real pastrami.
And by real pastrami, I'm assuming you mean the pastrami of your childhood in New York.
It's been a long time, but honest, it tasted to me just like what I used to get at Katz's. I don't think that can really be possible.
And I don't think it can be possible because they actually smoke their pastrami. And you and I, we cheated, right?
Yeah,
by using smoked salt, right?
Yeah, we use smoked salt, and I understand that they will brine their pastramis for something like 20 or 30 days as well.
Wow.
And we only brined ours for about 4 days, but close enough, I would say. The only hitch in the whole set of proceedings came when my wife,
the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot,
wanted to know if she could put mayonnaise on her sandwich.
So, are you going for counseling?
She said, don't give me that look.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice, as
yeah,
I like
exactly.
to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, we need to tell folks what we did. So first, we had to cure it for several days in a brine with the spices, and then take it out, dry it off, and make a dry rub, and you take it from here, Stein.
So once you've packed all that spice crust on it, the next thing is wrapping it up tightly in a couple of layers of aluminum foil, poking a few holes in the underside, put it on a rack over a baking sheet, and then it goes into the oven for 12 hours at 220 degrees. Now, Nancy, I had enough foresight to also put a layer of foil on the baking sheet itself. And I'm sure that you thought of that.
Well, I thought of it, but then I didn't do it. So, of course, I had to use a lot of elbow grease and a lot of SOS pads. But I have to tell you this, that my son woke up in the middle of the night and told me he was losing it because he didn't know what he was smelling. I put mine in at midnight and took it out at noon the next day. So it cooked overnight. And Nate said, Mom, what was that smell?
Yeah, that was the smell of a homemade pastrami. Did you make any accompaniments for it? I had the half-sour pickles. I made a New York-style rye bread and mixed up some mustard that was a pretty good approximation, I think, of deli mustard. I used Gouldens, some coarse Dijon, and some of my home grated horseradish, and everybody said they thought it was the perfect mustard once they got over not having mayonnaise.
Well, in my house, we actually had it for dinner as just sliced meat with great different types of mustard. Mac made a fabulous coleslaw. But, Stein, I have to tell you, the best part was the next morning when I got up and had pastrami and eggs.
Oh,
if you haven't had pastrami and eggs, you haven't lived.
Unfortunately, there was nothing left but a few grease spots on the table by the time that horde of locusts got through with my pastrami. This is a recipe for faux Montreal smoked meat. It's from the Lady and Pups website. You can make it at home. That's what gave me the biggest kick of all.
If you are too lazy to make it home, you could also go to Roxy's Diner in Fremont and also Barney's Pastrami in Everett.
I'll have a link to Mandy Lee's recipe at her Lady and Pups website and put lots of pictures that we took of the great pastrama-rama at our house, all at foodforthought@kplu.org. With KPLU food talker, Nancy.
Pastrami Mommy.
Listen, I'm Dick. Hold the mayo. Stein.